T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I want to open the phones, and I want everybody to know, like, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer in all of this. Like, if you wanted them to come to Alexandria, you wanted the dope new arena, I get it. Like, that's Stallion's point, is he just wanted a dope new arena. That's not what I want, but I don't think you're necessarily wrong, right? If you're upset that they're staying in the city, I don't really get it, but you're entitled to your opinion. If you're happy they're staying in the city, you and I agree, but still, there's no right or wrong in this. And I just want to say that before we get too deep into the phone calls where I fear people might start screaming about stuff. Mm-hmm. So, 800-636-1067. Let's start with Sean in Bethesda. Sean, how you feel about the change?
How you doing, JP and B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
I definitely agree. I think that the Caps and the Wizards definitely belong in D.C. I think that, again, I think that Ted Leonsis, I think he just used Alexandria, you know, let's be real, as just a leverage point to get them back in D.C. I don't think he really wanted to go to Alexandria. I think he just wanted Mayor Biles and them to pony up the money, which they did, and they belong in D.C. But I have an issue with people talking about Georgetown. I don't believe Georgetown Hoyas should be playing in the Cap Center. I think Georgetown should build their own arena in Georgetown.
They do have an arena on campus.
I'm talking
McDonough?
About on campus.
They built another one, I thought.
No, they need their own arena.
Bro, they don't have the space. Where are you going to put that over there?
Well, they can pony up money, because if Duke can pony up money to honor Coach K, and Syracuse can pony up money to honor Boeheim.
Now, you are clearly a Hoyas fan, and I applaud that, okay? Yeah. Cameron has been there for 100 years. Cameron was there when they built the school. So, Syracuse isn't in a downtown area. Like, listen, I'm not arguing with you. You want Georgetown to build an arena? It's a great idea. It's never going to happen. Did I lose you?
Yeah, but I've been in the building on campus. They redid some building on campus.
They built above McDonough. I think they call it the John Thompson practice area or whatever.
I thought it was like they could play there too, but hey. Because I've been to Cameron, and that's small.
Cameron's tiny.
Yeah.
Now, I think trying to compare that to Syracuse, which is central New York, where they got plenty of land, is just not the same as Georgetown.
It's small.
Where do you – the other good point that caller made before we started talking about Georgetown building an arena is Ted using Alexandria as leverage. I don't think he was using them at first.
I think he was truly trying to go there.
I think so too.
Yeah, and they thought it would, and then it got railroaded, and now he's back. And I think that's the ultimate thing. Hey, listen, man, it's business.
In business,
you go where the money is.
Totally.
Per se.
I also think the city – kind of BS'd along the way with Ted saying, yo, something's got to happen over here. And they kind of were focused on getting the Commanders to RFK and just keeping the city afloat during the pandemic, whatever else. And I think the Alexandria commitment, right? Like, I think that made people on the city council realize, like, oh, wow, he's not just barking. He means business here. I don't think it was a leverage point, though. I think they were coming right until they weren't.
Yeah.
Tim is in D.C. Timmy, what do you think of Caps and Wiz staying in the city?
Hey, guys. First off, love the show as always.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, for sure. So I hope you can give me a chance to make a few points here. First off, I think this is the right thing. It's what needed to be done here with this team, keeping them here. I heard Joe House called into the Junkies a few weeks ago on this topic, and House is on the Bill Simmons, the ringer, lives in this area. And he said it best. I thought a move to Alexandria may have been okay to slightly positive for the Caps, but it would have been horrible for the Wizards, right? And I went to a game probably about 3 weeks ago, and just walking through the concourse, seeing all the people that were there, the energy, you know, like putting that in Alexandria, you know, National Landing, great area, but you would have lost a lot of what made the team what it was in the location by making that move. It would have been horrible for the Wiz, right? And you know, my second point, look, this now that we got this done, Ted used his leverage and got
Can I ask, why do you think that'd be horrible for the Wiz? Just that most Wiz fans are D.C. and Maryland people?
Yeah, most of the Wiz fans are D.C. and Maryland people, and you're going to – you're cutting off probably two-thirds of this area that are likely supporters of the team by concentrating in Northern Virginia. And, look, you guys mentioned the Delray area. These are some well-off areas over there, man. North Virginia, of all three regions, has certainly done the best economically here over the last 10 years or so. Look at all the jobs and companies that have moved there. But I don't think a lot of those fans are interested in going to NBA games the way
– Let me ask something. I get that – I understand – like Maryland and D.C., especially like Montgomery, PG, D.C., are kind of just like one entity. Now, it's different, mm-hmm. but like what's the difference between Friendship Heights, Maryland side, and D.C. side? What's the difference between Silver Spring versus like that top part of – like it kind of just blends together. But do we have data that supports that there are more, like the bulk of Wiz fans are Maryland and D.C. versus Virginia?
Or
is that just kind of an assumption?
It could be an assumption, but I tell you, when you go to the games and you start talking to people, you find out where they're from. And when you talk to people from D.C., Maryland, they are not going to Virginia a lot. You don't hear the people in Virginia and Maryland saying that they don't go to D.C.
I'm the exception among, like, kind of my friends that, like, there's this – I think it's going over a bridge, right? There's a physical geographic border.
I think it's historical. It's not just a bridge. It's a lot of stuff of how people that live in Virginia, people that live in D.C. – I mean, Maryland and Virginia, they talk about how the police department, how the people handle them, how things were always done in the Commonwealth, and a lot of them don't travel there. And I've been here for like 30-something years, and I keep hearing the same thing over and over again. When you talk to Jeff will tell you straight up, I am not going across that damn bridge.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And that happens. And then when you start thinking about that, you know, it's like you can lose out some people.
Thank you for the call, dude. Good stuff.
Last one, can make more.
Yeah, go ahead. I think we might have lost you. Did we lose him? Timmy, shoot me a tweet and I'll read it on the air, at JP Finley, NBCS. Let's take one more. You know what's remarkable is, at least so far, nobody's mad they didn't get it. Seems like Stallion's the only one.
I don't think Stallion's just mad. Stallion just wanted to see something new, and he wasn't going to go to it any damn way. So why? Stallion is the person that the stadiums don't want to deal with. He's not going anywhere.
I do think – I think you can respond, Stallion. I don't think you're
No, right. I mean, I would definitely go to it, especially being that
he
new.
Didn't he just tell us he goes once a month and he's going to probably keep going once a month? I mean, it ain't going to change up you going there.
Well, maybe if I have a few more bucks in my pocket over the next few weeks, then rather.
Get people listening to the podcast. What's it called?
Locked On Nationals.
If you need a Nats podcast, you put that thing out every day?
We put it out every day, 5 days a week.
There you go, dude. Check out Stallion's podcast. Help him get to a Wizards game.
Try 7 days a week. Might have extra money.
I do think there was a miscalculation. I think when Youngkin and Ted gave that presser about the new joint in Alexandria, they thought it was going to be celebrated and well-received. And I think there was legitimate surprise at how people reacted.
When Maryland people and D.C. people were hating on it, and then you found out that a lot of the Virginia people were hating on it, that's not what you expected.
Right. You needed –
you expected people to – you expected Virginia to be, oh, bring it.
You needed –
then it could offset the other. You didn't get that.
You needed Virginia to throw a parade.
Yeah.
And you didn't get a parade.
They threw a puff. A one-car parade.
Yeah. let's go to Drew in the Eastern Shore. Drew, what up, man? How do you feel about the big news?
So, I'm very happy that the
– it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, dude?
I'm really happy the teams are staying and that the arena's staying in D.C. I'm actually on my way to New York right now to see a concert at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. And the point I was going to make is there's the iconic venues. And D.C. is a city with, you know, iconic monuments and buildings, and we need to turn the stadium into one of those because it brings people together and persists for generations, and the transient nature of these things moving around, you know, I don't think it really is helpful, even though in the short term it might be exciting. And I'd love to see him really, really use this as a catalyst to redevelop the area, maybe put more housing as opposed to office buildings in there, and turn it into something where people just can't see it ever leaving because it's a part of the city. So
good call, Drew.
Good stuff, brother.
Drive safe to NYC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.